From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Another hour of the outdoors brought to you on the Michigan Talk Network. Busy, busy week. Gonna be at the ICAST show. We'll be bringing you all kinds of live information, live updates on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wildmichigan. And you can follow us on Twitter at Wild Michigan as we are down there for the big fishing show. Gonna be meeting up with our friends from Costa. One of our newest sponsors here on the show, Costa Sunglasses. See what's out there. And they are, again, man, they have the tagline about being the clearest lenses on earth. Absolutely 100% true. The coolest, clearest lenses I've ever owned. And I love my Costa Sunglasses. Thanks to Lucky Buck, Deer Mineral, HHA Sports, also MUCC for joining us here, and our friends at the Pheasants Forever Chapter 467. Joining us as well. One of the sponsors that's been with us probably since the very beginning, almost 9 years now, people that we have had as part of our family here on the show, products we use. Absolutely. Why? Because we like them, first and foremost. Also because they're a Michigan company. And I'm talking about ScentLock. Alex Gilstrom joins us from ScentLock right now. Alex, I saw you in January, and things have not slowed down for me. I can't imagine they have slowed down for you whatsoever.
That could not be any more true. It's been a million miles a minute, but you know what? Wouldn't have it any other way.
No, it keeps things interesting. And, you know, like I said, we're going to be at the ICAST show this weekend talking fishing. But right around the corner, after we get done talking fishing at ICAST, here comes August, here comes September, and here comes hunting season. And ScentLock has been a part of our gear since the very first show. And some things
Absolutely.
Have changed. A few things have changed throughout that time. Real quickly, let's go with the simple one. You guys have changed the logo, which has a few people freaked out, but personally, I love it.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that a lot. Thank you. And you know, echoing what you said, we value the partnership and love what we have with you guys. And you guys, you know, you wear our stuff proudly, and you do us just well. But you're right. We did. We changed our mark. We rebranded this year, and you know, we just felt it was time. For over, you know, 23 years now, the legacy logo, as we call it, has done great things for us, and it's really just you know, made us a true icon in this category of the industry, and then a truly respected brand in the outdoor industry as a whole. So very appreciative of that fact, but we just felt like it was time for something new, something fresh. You know, at the core, we are a technology company, and the new logo kind of echoes that technology feel. You know, when you look at it, it's just at the face, it's got an S shape to it, which, you know, signifies ScentLock. Kind of the two color components coming together signifies our technology, carbon alloy. You know, when you alloy something, you're combining multiple things to make one stronger thing, and that's exactly what our scent control technology and carbon alloy does. And kind of, you know, one of the things people might not know is carbon is the sixth element of the periodic table, and the shape of our new logo is a hexagon, which is a six-sided figure. So kind of just all those elements played into, you know, showing that it was a well thought out process. It wasn't just something that was done overnight. We spent a lot of time, a lot of effort in it, and we you know, from what the retailers have told us, from the consumers that have seen it, from what they've said, you know, partners like yourself, just it's been a really positive response so far.
It does make sense. And, you know, and there were some people, you know, on Facebook, you get everybody, you get people that are detractors and they're not afraid to voice their opinion there, which is fine. Heritage in Michigan is a big thing. We like everything the same. We don't like a lot of change. But when we saw the logo for the first time at ATA, at the Archery Trade Association in Indianapolis, I told my girlfriend, Sarah Marie, I said, you know what? That makes sense. When you look at it, when you analyze it, it makes sense. And it was time. It's time to move forward because some of the technology has changed and has advanced over those 23 years.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. And totally. I mean, you know, I come from a very traditionalized family where, you know, change is a little difficult. You know, when you find something you like, you want it to keep it the same. But so I totally understand that aspect of it as well. But the great news is that it is still our great technology of carbon alloy technology. You know, it does it's still that same effective technology that's going to help get hunters closer. It's going to help us, you know, enjoy our time in the field more, which is what we're all about. So that part of us hasn't changed. But the overall just kind of look and the you know aesthetic of the logo and everything like that is just kind of like what we feel modernized a little bit and just beefed it up a little.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Now you have new ownership that has come in into Scentlock, taken over the past couple of years, and that has been kind of a driving force as well. You have some, I'm not saying it was much needed, but a different perspective coming in.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah, our new owner, Pat Hyland, actually comes from the insurance side of things, just a very passionate hunter, and, you know, kind of just decided one day he didn't want to just sell paper and insurance for the rest of his life. He wanted to do something that was passion-driven, and hunting was it, and Greg was, you know, Greg Sesselman, our founder, was looking for a very, you know, strategic key partner at the time, and Pat fit the role perfectly, and it has been just a great partnership between them and been able to steer our company in the right direction. I mean, Pat's very aggressive and comes on board, you know, now the majority owner of our company with the really aggressive strategies and really, you know, keys in on product development. So we're always staying current and new and help thinking things out from a field testing standpoint. So it's going to perform even better in the field from just a feature standpoint, a fit standpoint. So, you know, we've always had that technology. We've always been number one in technology, but now we are really stepping it up in a big, big way from form, fit, and function, performance in the field, the fabrics that we're using. It's really becoming an entire package. You know, not that it wasn't good before, but it's becoming an entire package like it's never been before, which is exciting. It really is a lot of fun.
It is. Speaking with Alex Gilstrom from Scentlock here, scentlock.com, a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and our sponsors page and on the front page as well. It's not been without its issues. There are people that have questioned, and it took quite a hit with that lawsuit from Minnesota, which finally the courts had decided that, you know what, the proof is there. The proof in Scentlock is there. There is no question. When used properly and taken care of properly, it does as it says.
Absolutely correct. We're very proud of the fact that we stuck that lawsuit out, and it's not something we just settled with and paid somebody off to get out of. You know, we knew we were right. We knew the testing in the field was right, and you know how many people have been successful. Literally, you know, over 1 million suits sold. You know, from our side of things to date, so from our start to our to the present, and so many success stories and testimonials in that, and not to mention just the overall performance in the lab and how it performed in the lab against competitors and against what the naysayers and was being said about it, and it performed, you know, above and beyond what everybody expected that was accusing us of saying the wrong thing or saying things that weren't true about it. So we were vindicated from that. It's an awesome feeling to be, you know, free and clear of all that and really, you know, move on as we already knew we had been for years. So.
No, absolutely. Alex Gilstrom is our guest here on Wild Michigan. Scentlock.com, a Michigan company, which people don't realize as well. You guys are based in the Muskegon area.
That's right, yeah, and that's. I mean, what more of a great place for an outdoor company to be based in than you know, right on the lake here in West Michigan? We have some of the best, you know, salmon and steelhead fishing in the world right on the lake, and you know, everything from, you know, bluegill to perch, any kind of fishing you'd ever want to do. And then you turn right around and head back east, and you got, you know, just yeah, grouse hunting, deer hunting. I mean, any small game hunting you could ever imagine. I mean, it truly is outdoorsman's paradise.
All right, we're speaking with Alex Gilstrom from Scentlock here on Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, Alex Clark, wildmichiganradio.com. Get live updates from iCast at Wild Michigan. Also on the Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Michigan here on the Michigan Talk Network.
Nick Munch of Michael Waddell's Bone Collector, and you're listening to my main man, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, buck knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale. Around here.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Getting ready for October 1st. I know we're like halfway through summer right now, but I cannot help but think it's about getting outside, getting out into a tree, using the brand new HHA single pin sight, the optimizer kingpin light, the cool new stuff that we get to play with this year. Those guys at HHA absolutely love them, and they've come on board with us here. Scentlock has been with us for a while. Of course, last year we got to announce, Nick Munt actually announced, the Bone Collector guys working with our own Michigan company, Scentlock. And how is that, speaking of Alex Gilstrom from Scentlock, Alex, how has that gone with you guys? Because look, we know they were heavily involved with another manufacturer, but they came to the cool side of things, in my opinion, and we know them personally. The guys at Bone Collector are great guys. They're friends, and they're very good at what they do, not only with a show but with marketing as well.
Oh no question at all, and you're spot on. I mean, it's basically what it boiled down to is, you know, kind of When you start talking about Michael Waddell and Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt and those, the Bone Collector brand and the names that are involved with it, I mean, it's a very, you know, upper echelon in our industry. I mean, it's some of the top names and well-respected people there is. So, you know, they get courted a lot by other manufacturers. The funny thing is they actually approached us about having a partnership. You know, a lot of people may not realize that they are, you know, yeah, they're on TV. Yeah, they get to hunt a lot of, you know, really exclusive places and really cool places that we'd all love to go to. But at the end of the day, they're diehard, passionate hunters, and they want to take the best gear into the field with them. And when we talked to Michael, Nick, and T-Bone, they said exactly that. They said, look, guys, you know, we were with a company that used to use, you know, the similar technology that you guys use, the same technology, but now, you know, you're not licensing that technology to them, and we see a difference. And we're not liking that difference, so it's not going well with our current partnership. You know, we've cut our ties. We're not, you know, we're looking for a clothing company now that we're not affiliated with anybody. Would you guys be interested in joining up? And you know, over you know, some negotiations, some conversations, and contract that, you know, it turned into what it is today. And you know, they're on board with us. They're wearing the new Scentlock logo right on their chest, and each one of them had one of their best years ever this last fall. They said that they've had closer shots than they've ever had. They said that they had more mature animals around them than they ever had, and that's music to our ears, because that's exactly what we want to provide to everyone. Is not, you know, not just our pros, but everybody, is to have more shots, closer shots, better animals, and help them have that edge in the field. And that's exactly what, you know, what Bone Collector guys told us we delivered to them, and we couldn't be happier to have them on board.
Absolutely. You know, and I've said it here on the show, it's very difficult. There's like five networks, 500 shows, where everybody and their brother has a camera, and you know, there are sponsors throwing themselves just to be on board. But when you take a quality product, you take a quality show, the marriage is very easily done. And of course, you know, the proof is there. Proof is there on both accounts. These guys are on the top of their business for a reason. You guys are at the top of their business for a reason. And there's new things coming our way. You know, people aren't thinking hunting season. They're not thinking bow season. I'm thinking hunting year round. Because one, I have to talk about it. Two, I really enjoy doing it. So there's going to be some new things that you guys have put together for the 2015 season.
Absolutely, and you're exactly right. Is we kind of approach it with our, okay, you know, we know fabrics really well. We know what hunters want really well. We know features really well. You know, how do we really make that, like you said, an entire season of products, of a product offerings? And we kind of thought one of the maybe the little bit missing things was something for really cold weather. So we came out with a new cold weather piece called the Covert Deluxe Windproof Fleece, and it is bad to the bone. I mean, it is just it's a nice thick heavy fleece with a windproof membrane in it. So it's windproof, but it's not noisy because of the fleece. It still is very, very quiet. There's actually a stretch panel along the back, so as you start to layer up later into the season, you're not going to be bulky or restricted. You're going to still have your full range of motion, really large pockets to keep all your stuff in and get your hands in easily with gloves on. And it's just a well thought out piece through and through. You know, we actually put soft shell on the facing of the pants. So when you're walking through the woods, you're not picking up burrs and stick tights and briars and things like that. It's gonna, those things that stick to fleece really badly are actually just gonna be brushed right off now. So just, again, really well thought out products, really, you know, and just it's something that's going to be, again, really for cold weather. We've revamped a lot of our new weather stuff. We have our Savannah line that's been really, really popular for a long time. Came out with the Savannah Crosshair this year. We revolutionized the cuffs. The overall fit is just a better overall fit. You got more room and articulation in the elbows and the shoulders. It can layer a little bit better with it, so a guy can wear it later into the season. Again, you know, maximizing his dollars spent too, while still having the best technology. So, you know, that's another really key one. And another big thing too that gets overlooked a lot is about, it's really at the end of the day about a full scent control regimen. And we really beefed up our liquid line this year. And that it goes to the hygiene products as well. You know, we added an antiperspirant. We have, you know, all the hair and body washes, the laundry detergents, field sprays, field wipes. You know, we really kind of took it from an entire approach of scent control, not just the clothing you wear in the field, but the preparation that you're doing before you ever get there, and all of our storage, our scent tote line, and all the products that you use once you come back out. So you're not contaminating that suit when you don't want to, and that's, you just want to keep it as effective as you can be. So at the moment of truth, when you're in the field, it's going to take care of you, and the carbon's not going to be clogged up with foreign odors from times when you're not in the field. So really, from head to toe, start to finish, you're going to be covered from a scent control standpoint in our product line moving forward for 2015 and beyond.
And, you know, speaking with Alex Gilstrom from ScentLock, ScentLock.com, link on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. Your Wild Heart series for the ladies. Ladies are cut differently. They don't want to wear bulky guy stuff. And a little flash of pink never hurt either. And believe me, that has been a savior at my house because, A, it's cute. B, it's functional. And, you know, and it works. And it's scent lock.
You know, that you couldn't be more spot on about that. You know, it's, you know, my girlfriend's a huge hunter. Yours as well, I know. And, you know, it's you got to have this happy medium between the two. You know, they get tired of their dads, boyfriends, husbands, brothers' hand-me-downs that, you know, the crotch hangs down to their knees and their sleeves are 5 inches too long and they're just not comfortable in it, they're not effective in it. They want something that's going to fit properly, it's going to be cut and tailored to a woman, and then have a tasteful design that's not overdone with, like, rhinestones and things like that. It's just so kind of gaudy. It's tasteful. You know, our line, our Ladies Wild Heart line, it's really tasteful from a cosmetic standpoint, but, again, it's got carbon alloy technology on it. It's going to perform for them. They're hunters, too. They're there to fill the freezer and fill the table, and a lot of times they're there competitively to outdo the guys, and we got to, and we're all for that. However our bellies get fed with wild meat, we're all about it. So we want to give them every opportunity and every piece of equipment that they can to be effective, and our entire, you know, Wild Heart series, everything from base layers to a lightweight suit to a heavier weight suit for cold weather that layers really well into the late season to, you know, gloves and hats and head covers. They're covered from literally head to toe from a scent control standpoint with carbon alloy in our Wild Heart series. So, I mean, we've gotten just rave reviews about it. It continues to be an extremely successful line for it, and we're going to just continue to expand and grow it as it has success.
Well, you know, and it's important, too, because, look, I've learned over the past year to have somebody that, you know, you can talk to the ride there and the ride back. I've usually hunted alone, but now I hunt with Sarah Marie, and it's a good time. We both love the scent lock. We appreciate you joining us, man. As always, scentlock.com. Alex Gilstrom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Duran.
Absolutely. Love having him on here. Loved learning, because you know what? October's right around the corner, and we're going to get busy. Check out scentlock.com from our website, wildmichiganradio.com.